Credit goes to him. Prabhupada always wanted a world-traveling Sankirtan party. And he was training up the fabulous six, Malati, Shamana, Chanda, Mukunda, Janaki, and Gurudasan, and Yamuna in Montreal, right? Before they went to London. I'm from London, by the way. Can you follow my British accent? I'm not actually from an aristocratic background. But I was thinking what to say today, because special day today. Do you know that? Has anyone looked at the Vaishnav calendar for today here? Panihati Chiradahi Festival! Panihati Chiradahi Festival ki! They better start soaking Churadahi quickly. Come on, it's in the Vaishnava. Anyway, that's their business. Anyhow, whether you're going to make Churadahi or not, all over the world on this day, at least we make some Churadahi. And with mango and banana and sweet rice. In memories of this special day. So I was thinking, you know, how do I fit in with that whole pastime of Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das? You know, how do I fit in to that? So I was thinking, yes, I do fit in. My history, personal history, and Raghunath Das's history, there's some similarities. And I think all of us can find some similarities, parallels, with that leela of Churadahi Festival. So, what should we sing then? Something appropriate. Let's sing a song, at least about Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, because that's a special day for them. And the six Goswamis in this song also. And many of you know this song. So we'll sing, you know, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Okay, you know that song? Okay, we'll make that the basis, and then, because it's stories in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the leader's there, and we can find it. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is the story of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And the Lord Chaitanya's pastimes also contain the story of how devotees joined Hare Krishna movement. You know, that's how it's relative to me. Anyone know which chapter that is, please? Can someone check it out? We've just been doing Harinam at that, the pools, the nearby pools. Springs, yeah. And the rangers had to throw us out after a while. No, actually, they didn't throw us out, but we were already on the way out. I think it's Antalila, yeah? Antalila. Okay. I just look up, fortunately, in this modern day and age, you don't have to be a big pandit. You can just search for Panihati. Panihati? Panihati. Okay, done. Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Yeah? You got it? Kavya Kanapo, which one? What's the reference? I can't read that. Why do you think I'm reading, looking at the phone? Which chapter, which verse? Which Leela? Chaitanya Charitamrita? Which Adi Leela? Madhya Leela? Adi 17. Adi? No, we want the story. We want the whole pastime. Of when Raghunath Bhatta, when Raghunath Das met Lord Nityananda. Anyway, I'll sing the song, you can find it, okay? It's not working, it's something. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamo Re Tamavina Kaidayalu Jagata Samsare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karamo Namavina Patita pa vana hetu tava avatara masamo patita pa bu na pai beara Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Chuki Kripa Baloka Nakaro Ami Baro Duki Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Chuki Kripa Baloka Nakaro One more time. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Chuki Kripa balo kala karo Ami balo du Daya karo siya charya Daya karo sita pati Advaita gosai Tava kripa bole pai Chaitanya Nitai I call a Sita Pati Nava Kripa Vole Pai Chaitanya Nitai Ahatwa Rup Sana Sana Rupa Raghunata Bata Yuga Siddhiva Prabhu Lokana Ahaswarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunata Bata Yuga Siddhiva Daya karo siya charya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangha Maghe Narasama Da Daya karo siya charya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangha Maghe Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More Tamavina Ke Dayalu Jagata Samsare Patita pavana eto tava avatara Mosamo patita pavu napaibeyara Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Balakana Karo Ami Balo Dukhi Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Daya Goranitai Daya Goranitai Goranitai Daya Goranitai Daya Prabhupada 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 Daya Prabhupada Jai Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Pravya Kacharya Asatara Sarasisma Divine Grace Avaishnana Arvinda Bhaktana Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Eswam Pounda Pivita Pounda Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Pravya Kacharya Asatara Sarasisma Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Gauri Vaishnavinda ki Namacharya Haridasa Thakur ki jai Vamsa Gosha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedanta Ki Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda ki Sri Rupa Sri Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jeev Gopal Dasa Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Sri Goswami ki Namacharya Haridasa Thakur ki jai Vamsa Gosha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedanta Ki Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda ki Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kun Radha Kun Kitty go down the key. Never treat my pajama key. Shaking that's pajama key. New Ramen Reggie Dama key. New Ramen Reggie Dama key. New Ramen Reggie Dama key. Now what's the river called? It's a Shakti Dama key. I mean, Maya key. See, my Chelsea David key. No, you want the Maya key. Oh. Transcendental Folk Distribution Key, Transcendental Cow Protection Key, Transcendental Bus Sound Distribution Key, Sound Fetter Bhakti Vindi Key, Go Pemanandi, Lord, Panihati Chiradai Festival Key, Go Pemanandi, Glorious Assembly Devotees, Glorious Assembly Devotees, Glorious Assembly Devotees, Glorious Sri Guru and Sri Granga, Glorious Sri Prabhupada. Okay, that's a nice tune, no? A beautiful tune. So you found a nice verse for me to talk on? Which one is it? Huh? Tell me, please. Speak up. Anchor 635. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Gaur Jai Gaur Bhaktivinoda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Yes, Raghunath Das was the son of a great landowner, Mazumdar, very, very rich man. Now, my father wasn't very, very rich. But I was born in a middle-class family in Birmingham in 1945, just before the end of the war. And my father was a big scientist, actually. He invented a metal that was so strong that the Allies, the British, they defeated the Germans. It was very powerful brain, you know, so. But I wasn't satisfied. My mother, she was also PhD, MA, English literature, was supposedly very educated. But I wasn't happy with her. And neither was Raghunath Das. He would try and escape from home. Although he was the only son of a rich man. And why? Why was he trying to escape from home? Because he'd heard about Lord Chaitanya's movement. He'd heard about the ultimate goal of life, which was spiritual. Prema Pumato Mahan. Lord Chaitanya was around when he was young. He heard about him. So he desired, oh, let me join the Hare Krishnas. Oh, no. So, there's no purport to some of these verses, but Raghunath was daily affair. He was trying to escape from home. Now, I wasn't, you know, such a person that I was literally running away from home, but spiritually I was seeking, you know, something different from the humdrum, middle-class British way of life. We had a car. Mind you, my parents, they said, we're not having TV in our house. Television, TV. We're not having TV in our house. TV is for fools. They said that. So I've got to give them credit. And I tell you one thing, my parents, they did a little good thing. If the neighbors came around with a dog, they said, we're not having a dog in our house. Tie the dog up outside. but we had a cat. Yeah, so anyway. Trying to find a purple. Anyway, he's trying to escape Raghunath. And Raghunath Das's son, father, said, or his wife, Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. So I was no saint. But you know where I got the clue from? You know where I got the clue from? It wasn't directly from Lord Chaitanya, but it was from Lord Jesus. Excuse me, hope I'm not offending anyone. But from Lord Jesus. Yeah, when I was young. He was walking barefoot. He was preaching the glories of God. And one day, he was walking on the Lake of Galilee. Anyone brought up in Christian family here? No? Oh, I've dropped a lead balloon. No one's born in a Christian family. Somebody won? Okay. Anyway, I'll just cut that short. One day he was walking. There were some fishermen on the Lake of Galilee, Palestine. And they were trying to fish. And Jesus Christ walked on the water over to them, which is pretty amazing. And who is this walking on the water? And they said, put your nets down the other side. So they put their nets down the other side, caught lots of fish. Then he said, follow me, I'll make you a fisher of men. So those were his first disciples. So this struck in my mind, you know, what am I doing in this world? You know, what's my father doing in this world? What's my mother doing in this world? What's it all about, you know? So as I say, I was no saint. I was going to school. I had the usual problems. When I was young, I asked my mother, Mommy, she was washing up the dishes. The old story, excuse me, Pushka Prabhu, I've told it 50 times. Mommy, where do I come from? I was 86. Mommy, where do I come from? My mother went red in the face. She thought I was asking about S-E-X. What was she doing asking such a question? Well, dear, when Mommy and Daddy kiss. Is that where I come from? When Mommy and Daddy kiss. That's really me. Am I just some spit? Am I really some spit, you know? So when I got older, you know, the hormones started to kick in, like everyone experiences, 11, 12, 13. So I was becoming more and more bewildered, you know, about the purpose of life. My conclusion was, it's all a waste of time. That was my sum total of my education. I went to, you know, quite a big public school. I thought, realize, it's all a waste of time. I've got to grow old and die. So what's the point of all this education? So I asked my father, what's the point of life? Did any of your children ask that? Anyway, Raghunath Das was different. He's also a Hindu family, and he must have known about reincarnation. He must have heard about the Vedic scriptures, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now we have a human form of life. This is our chance to escape from the cycle of birth and death. Who wants to die? Who wants to grow old? Who wants to have diseases? Who wants to be born? We're forced to be born. We didn't have any choice. We're just like robots. This body's like a machine. We've been given a machine. He must have known that. But Raghunath Das had a strong desire to meet Lord Chaitanya, escape to see Lord Chaitanya. He heard he was in Puri, which is like 600 miles away from where Raghunath Das was living in Bengal. So every time he tried to escape, his parents captured him. So what to do? Then he heard that Lord Nityananda was in a local village. So he thought, wow, if I can just get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then I may be able to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So because he was in a local village, the constables who were making sure he didn't escape, he went to see Lord Nityananda at Panihati. I've been to Panihati. It's a beautiful place. And I've been there on the festival day. All the devotees from Mayapur, they come in boats and trucks. And they come by the bank of the Ganga. And you can see that very tree where Lord Nityananda was sitting. Amazing. And so Lord Nityananda was there, and he saw this boy from a distance, Raghunath Das. Hey, why are you hiding from me, you thief? A thief is always hiding, doesn't come close. Bring him here. So then Raghunath Das came. Because they all knew, Lord Nityananda knew he was a great devotee, actually. And he wanted to meet Lord Nityananda. So Raghunath Das came, paid his obeisances, and Lord Nityananda put his feet on his head. Lord Nityananda put his feet on Raghunath's head. So I didn't get any of that mercy from Prabhupada. I can't say I got that. But, so the parallel, I asked my father, Father, what's the point of life? Well, son, you pass your exam, don't you? Pass your exam, get a good pass, okay? Secondly, get a good job. Thirdly, have a nice family. And then you're happy. It just didn't resonate with my mind. That was the whole purpose of life. I used to keep fish tanks and insects, and they're all doing the same thing. They're laying their eggs, they're getting their food, and they're having their family. Are we no more than that? Insects, animals, rabbits. I knew there was something wrong, but there was nobody to tell. I was trying to find a secret, but nobody was there to tell. Nobody, not my father, not my mother. So after college, so many things, of course, bad habits, bad association. That was it. Raghunath Bhatta was far advanced, of course. He was from the spiritual world. One of the associates of Lord Krishna in the spiritual world, Raghunath Das. So I can't compare, but just to show that in your own life, there is a desire to know the absolute truth. Who am I? Why I have to grow old? Why I have to die? So it took me a while, to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And you know how I got the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Not quite the same, but Lord Nityananda told Raghunath Das, okay, I will punish you. Make a big festival for me of chipped rice. Make a chipped rice and dahi festival for me. Oh, Raghunath Das was so pleased because he's a multimillionaire. He was like Elon Musk, It's no problem for him. To make a big festival. And he was really happy. And the villagers he was buying all the dahi, all the chura, all the bananas, all the mangoes from miles around. The word went round. Raghunath Das is having a big festival for Lord Nityananda. And it didn't take a big kitchen to do it because chipped rice, it's called flat rice. It's pre-cooked. Actually, it's soaked and dried already. I don't know the exact details, but you soak it in water, and then there's the yogurt, and then there's the sugar, and there's all kinds of you know, there's, how do you say, key, concentrated milk and sugar, so many things you add to it. So for me, it was much more difficult. My parents were well enough, they could pay my way through college. So naturally, I went to seed. I did all nonsense. I won't talk about that. But, you know, when all that failed, what did I find? In the end, my friend came. I won't go into that detail. And he gave me the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I thought, this is something new. I tried all the other things, and let me follow this up. So I started chanting. I got it back to Godhead, number 34. Back to Godhead, number 34. And there were so many nice articles there. And in the articles, every page, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. So I thought, must get this Bhagavad Gita. So I went up to, hitchhiked up to London, and went to the Templebury place, 1970, and the end of 1969. So it was the end of 1970. Can I have Bhagavad Gita, please? Sorry, we're sold out. Wasn't Macmillan, it was a pre-Macmillan. Paperback, summary, blue cover, with Lord Narayan on the front. No Sanskrit, no Sanskrit illustrations, some verses. They said, sorry, we're sold out. But maybe Ronshaw has his own copy, he will sell you. So I went up the stairs. And Ronshaw looked at me. Oh, he wants to buy my Bhagavad Gita. I think he was short of money, actually. He was looking at me. Maybe, you know, he's sincere. So he sold me his Bhagavad Gita for 10 bob. You know what 10 bob was in end of 1970? It's worth about $6 or $7. $6 or $7 now. So he got a good deal, and I went back. And then I read the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Then I understood. Here is my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, just by reading the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. So back to Raghunath Das, he made this amazing festival, Churadai Paniyati Festival. And Lord Nityananda was very pleased. And still Raghunath Das was thinking, how can I escape and go to Lord Chaitanya? How can I go meet Lord Chaitanya? And Lord Nityananda said, just go home and act like a normal person. Don't try and escape. Just act cool. Just cool it, man. Just be very cool. You know? And then Krishna will let you escape. So Lord Nityananda went back. Sorry, Raghunath Bhatti went back home. And he acted like an ordinary person. And so he didn't try and escape. They didn't try and capture him and drag him back. So we were going to read something from Prabhupada. You must hear something of Prabhupada's purport, just to finish off the story. Trying to find a purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, of course, is the representative of Lord Nityananda, the original spiritual master, who I met in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita in those days. So he was getting the mercy. I was getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and Raghunath Das was getting the mercy. Here we are. Oh, that's just a description of the many devotees who were with Lord Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No purpose here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. So this is how he escaped. It's quite interesting here. Advaita Acharya Ratino Shishya Antaranga Acharya Agate Mani Chaitanya Pranadana Yadunandana. This is verse 162. Yadunandana Acharya had been officially initiated by Advaita Acharya. Thus he considered Lord Chaitanya his life and soul. Purport. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that although the atheists who have deviated from the order of Sri Advaita Acharya introduce themselves as followers of Advaita Acharya, they do not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Yadunandana Acharya, one of the most confidential followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was initiated disciple of Advaita Acharya. He was not polluted by sentimental distinctions classifying Vaishnavas according to birth. Therefore, although Vasudeva Dutt had not been born in a Brahmin family, Yadunandana Acharya also accepted him as his spiritual master. So this devotee, great devotee, Yadunandana Acharya, was a spiritual master of Raghunath Das's family. So he had a pujari running the temple. There was a temple of Krishna, and the pujari was absent. So Yadunandanacharya came to Raghunath Das, the son of Majumda, the landowner. I said, what are we going to do? There's no pujari. In ISKCON, this sometimes happens. There's no pujari. What are we going to do? You know? So trying to run an institution with no pujari, a temple. So can you help? Can you help me? So Raghunath Das is very, very clever. And he cheated his spiritual master. Of course, he shouldn't have done that, but... He said, don't worry, don't worry. They walked out of the compound, so all the security people watching, he walked out with his spiritual master. And they went to the temple and they discussed. And he said, yes, I'll find the pujari. And then what did Raghunath do? He split. He split through the jungle, backwards. He went through the backwoods on the way to Jagannath Puri. And he walked and he walked and he walked and he walked and he walked. And then the cry went out, Raghunath is gone, Raghunath is gone. So what happened? My father heard, my son has joined. Actually, I shouldn't tell this story, but you know. There was some bust. I ended up in jail. They couldn't catch me for possessing drugs, but anyway, my father fished me out of jail, and then I went off to... And then I read the Bhagavad Gita, introduction by Prabhupada. So then I went to join the temple, Hare Krishna. And then my father came. I was turning my japa in Barry Place in London. I was shaved head, robes, everything, you know? And beautiful temple, Radha Landanishwara, very peaceful, quiet. We're all chanting a japa. Your father is here. My father is here. So I looked around, there's my father and his old school friend. And forgotten his name, school friend. He looked at me and he was looking at around the temple, beautiful, peaceful. Better than being, you could see his son was better than being a hippie and stuck in Brixton jail, you know. You could think, well, this is quite nice. He's a good boy after all, maybe. So he asked me, are you happy? My son, are you happy? I said, yes, father, I am happy. And he said, if you are happy, I am happy. And then he left. That was it, amazing. He's a good father, actually. And so I was okay. I joined the Hare Krishnas. So then Raghunath Das headed for Puri. They couldn't catch him. And there he met Lord Chaitanya and surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. So I'd done the same thing. I surrendered to ISKCON. Shamasunda was there. Malati was there. And Mukunda was there. I think Janaka Yamuna was there, actually. It was like a wonderful family, my real family, after so many years of struggle. And there was my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And that was it, that was my parallel. So that's the way I would like to explain this Panihati festival. And then, of course, it was nice prasadam. Every day nice prasadam in the Barry Place temple. And so that was it. Thank you very much. Any questions, please? 551. Okay. See, actually, this is one good lesson you can learn from my class. How not to give a class. don't ever give a class. But anyway, you know, sometimes this Harinam Ruchi, you have to be spontaneous, you know. We don't know who we're going to meet next on the street. We don't know who. We come around the corner, there's a bunch of kids on the corner. We have to dive in and get them driving, dancing, chanting. And when we give out some books, Sometimes it's old people who have, you know, they remember the 60s when they were hippies. Sometimes you see that in the older people. They remember, oh, it's the Hare Krishnas. We met someone in Pittsburgh the other day. He said, I haven't seen you for, when was he? He said, I haven't seen you for 20 years, 30 years. And he was so happy. Hare Krishnas are still around. People don't know we're around, really. They're forgotten, you know. And so we have to be spontaneous. We have to be ready for anything. People ask, you know, we get them to chant Hare Krishna. What does it mean, the intellectuals, what does it mean, Hare Krishna? Before they chant, we show them the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What does it mean? So sometimes we say, it means God bless you. It doesn't go down well, actually. A vibration, but I just learned a new one. Just say, love. It works. It works. Just say it means love or friendship. Everyone wants love and friendship. That's what the mantra is about. Connecting with Krishna is the source of all love. Everyone knows God is love, but they don't know, you know, the loving relation of Radha and Krishna. That can come later, you see. But if they just start chanting in that mood, oh, looking for love, looking for love, looking for friendship, looking for pleasure, then they'll join in and start dancing and saying, yeah, this is a party. We want a party. Like, we need a party. And it's like, I tried so many parties. Democratic, I've tried the Republican, I've tried, you know, Trump, I've tried Biden, I've tried Putin, I've tried this guy, that guy. None of these parties work. We want a real party where there's love and peace and happiness and prosperity. So we're offering everyone that, the peace formula for the whole world. So what we've got to do is we have to get out there with the people. Now I know here in this community, so many devotees are here. They've spent their lives trying to preach. And many of them are exhausted, they're tired. They've given their all to Srila Prabhupada. So I'm so lucky that, you know, I'm still on the street. I'm still moving around the world in my age with young boys like Jivananda and Vishnu Chan and others. It gives me a new life to be with the young people. And that makes me feel young, you know. And so I just hope it's going to go until I drop dead on the street. That's right. Prabhupada died on the battlefield. So if any of you are healthy and young, I mean young at heart, we can have, I was thinking the other day, we can have a wheelchair Harinam Sankirtan from Alachua. I heard there's 100 Prabhupada disciples around here. Now there's automated wheelchairs. I've seen them, they move quite fast. We can have a truck, you know, get all the wheelchairs on the truck and go down Gainesville or Jacksonville. We can have a swarm of Prabhupada disciples on the on the wheelchairs. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rambo, oh,
oh.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Time for questions or not? Or am I censored? Am I censored or not? Have I said the wrong thing? Pushkar, have I said the wrong thing? Huh? We can arrange for an automated wheelchair for you. Dharmatma also. Dharmatma, automated wheelchairs. They're really good. They go quite fast on the pavement, you know. And you can have the books on the back and a microphone, you know. Question, please. Haribo.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, my one question was, when we first chant Hare Krishna, there's a sweetness to when we first start chanting. There's a sweetness to when we first start chanting. How is there one secret of how we can maintain that sweetness through 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, like that? One secret of getting a sweeter taste of chanting.
Secret. You have to find the secret yourself. My secret was Srila Prabhupada. And I read the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Then, because I was a bit of a jnani, so I thought, Prabhupada's explaining everything. Then when I read Bhagavad Gita, then I read this verse. What's it? 10:9? Aham savasya bhavavo matak savam pravatate iti matva bhajanti mam buddhavava savanvita samanvita. Krishna says, I am the source of the material and spiritual worlds. Everything comes from me. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So when I read that, and I read Prabhupada's introduction, I realized that my original faith in from Lord Jesus, that Lord Jesus was Son of God and he had a Father in heaven, and he was serving his Father by preaching. Then I realized that Jesus is the same Father of the Christians. And that clicked, that faith I had. That's why I said I had the faith from Jesus Christ. He's my Vatma Pradashika Guru, so to speak. And then Prabhupada linked it all up with Krishna. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Here was Bhagavad Gita, the words of Krishna directly, when he appeared 5,000 years ago. So Prabhupada said, if we're losing our enthusiasm for chanting or for Hare Krishna, it's because we don't have a strong faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said that. But we don't have a strong faith. So that's a bit negative. So how do you get that strong faith? Akuti. We're staying in the house of Akuti. That means someone with enthusiasm. So we have to look for people who are enthusiastic and be with them. They're the most attractive people, they're enthusiastic. So try and find someone who's enthusiastic, associate with them, and join them in spreading this movement. Then this movement will spread. We have to find, someone's enthusiastic about cooking, someone's enthusiastic about cleaning, someone's enthusiastic about gardening, whatever you're in, someone's enthusiastic about business for Krishna. And I found that someone's enthusiastic about spreading the holy name on the streets. So that's what I'm doing. So we require association. That brushes off on us and helps us be enthusiastic about chanting. That's my experience. We have to look for a person who can inspire us. That's the thing. That's my advice. Association. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Labha Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi. Association is the main thing. So many devotees are here you can associate with. Any more question? Now the offering's being done. We can have more kirtan. But that's a nice question. Yeah?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is quite embarrassing because it's a little personal. I wonder, you mentioned about your story with your father and that you were surprised how he didn't just oppose what you were doing and said, you know, please do what you, as long as you're happy. But sometimes our parents are not like that. In my case, it's not necessarily like that. I'm always struggling under this vice-like clause of tradition where you need to like respect, and even our scripture says you must respect your elders even if they might be wrong. But then at the same time, I don't want to struggle to be who I am and choose to operate.
Sorry, what was that last part?
But I don't want to be, you know, just relent on certain aspects just because they oppose, especially if they seem to be wrong on a principle level. So, I mean, how do you deal with that situation? Like, what would you say?
Do you live with your parents?
No, not at all. But they have been a strong support in my life. They are the people who made it possible for me to be where I am right now. So I feel a duty to be respectful and grateful.
Yeah, we should be. But actually, you're doing the best thing for them by becoming a devotee. So many generations, 14 or 21 generations, of future and past. If we surrender to Krishna, then they are also benefiting. So they did their best. They are limited. My parents, I don't disparage them. They did their best for me. If it wasn't for their kindness, I wouldn't be where I was. So I wanted to relate one little story. I used to go home at Christmas time, and because I couldn't spend more than, I couldn't tolerate more than like 2 days with my parents, a year, you know, when I was a sannyasi. But still, I used to go back. And my parents were a little bit liberal, you know, they're intellectuals, so they made special pots for cooking. They'd hide away the beer and the alcohol, and they'd put away the meat. And so I used to go there for Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. So I had little Jagannath deities with me, Jagannath deities. And so I was a bit fanatical at those days. I had a little special plate for offering the sabji and the rice and all the different preparations. I used to offer to Jagannath. Now my father was like 94, you know, and he had indigestion case. So he was very old. So, you know, he was feeling hungry. And my mother was cooking the sabji and everything, vegetarian for me. And I trained them up to cook. And then I went to find the trays to put the little sabji and little dal and all the things to offer to Krishna. My father said, I've already done it. Because he wanted to save time. So he spontaneously engaged in devotional service to Jagannath. So then I put it up in front of Jagannath. I offered it. And then I was so fanatical, you know, I took the maha, special maha from the little plate, cups and plates, and put it on the maha plate. So my family was all sitting there, you know, waiting for their meal, and my father was getting hungrier and hungrier. My brother and my sister, everyone was there. And I was giving out the maha. This is the maha, father. This is the maha, mother. Well, they don't know what maha is, you know. So giving out the maha. Then my father exploded. What? I've been eating meat for 95 years. I've been eating meat for 95 years. And it's like, you know, he freaked out. He was angry, you know. So I thought, well, how can I start a fight at the dinner table on Boxing Day, you know? So I says, thank you, sorry, Father. Yeah, sorry, Father, but I'll live longer than you, I said. So everything was calm then. I gave out. So we have to be very tolerant, you know. Tolerant with the old folk at home, you know. And just try and encourage them to like Krishna and like Prasada. Mm-hmm. We have to be tolerant. That's just Titikshiva Karunika, Suridasara Devina, Ajata Shatrava Santa. Sadhubhushanam. These are the qualities of a devotee. So, Tikshava, Kurunika, we have to especially to our parents. They'll never understand. They'll never change. Don't expect them to change. They're too old to change. But just have to be tolerant, kind. And my parents are so, you know, I was tolerant and kind, and then they made a will, you know, and they got so much money from them, and they sold the house. And I spent it for the Ratha Yatra Festival in London, for Prabhupada. So, you know, just have to be tolerant and cool, kind with them. That's my advice. Elderly parents, keen. Any more questions, please?
Thank you.
Okay, Kirtan. Thank you very much. Raghunath Das Goswami King. Lord Nityananda King. Mahaprasadam King. What's the next thing? That's the offering. Oh, but there's a special kirtan. Bhaja, we can do it standing up because we're all tired out. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sigara Hari.